When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Love it or hate it, the NFL schedule is released. We're going to talk about it. Bad blood between a future Hall of Famer in Pittsburgh and well, the Steelers? Huh. Respected L.A. Times writer says Phil Jackson wants to trade LeBron James. Woo-hoo. We're going to talk about that and more. Hour one starts right now.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right, everybody, welcome into Up On Game with TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress. I'm LeVar Arrington. All right, listen, make sure you check us out on the Twitter and the Instagrams. On Twitter, it's LeVar Arrington, Hoosh84, Plaxico Burress, Fox Sports Radio. You also can tell a friend to listen live on FoxSportsRadio.com. All right, or you can go to the iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM 83 plays us as well. We got a lot to get to today, as you heard in the tease. We're going to start this bad boy off with, well, the NFL schedule's been released, and it's always the constant debate as to, do you like the whole releasing of it? Is it a thing? Are you interested? Which one interested you? And all those good things. But before we get to that, got to ask my boys, man. How y'all doing today, man? How y'all feeling? Everything good? You good? Everything good, baby.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Plex almost had the Derby winner.
Ooh.
He almost had
it. You know what I mean? Almost had it.
Came down
please
to
explain,
the wire.
Please explain to me how you almost had the Derby winner, please, because no one in their mama knew who this dude was.
Hey, listen, what I'm saying is that horse was basically a scratch replacement. So
yep.
The reason why he was able to get on the inside so well because nobody had any respect for him. Like, listen, this horse is 80-1.
Right.
Nobody has any respect for this horse, man. And could you imagine if you just bet like $1,000 or maybe $10,000 on this horse?
Mm.
Oh, man. And listen, every owner bets on their horse.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner probably bet a cool million or two, but
you
they would never.
A cool
of course.
Million?
Hell yeah.
Hey, LeVar, if you Plex is really talking like he know what he talking about. A scratch replacement. Yeah, get on the inside because nobody don't. He really talking like, hey, boy, no more horse racing.
Hey, Vegas, come calling.
Hey, they had a horse and scratch. They called him on Friday. Hey, man, y'all want to race? Hell yeah.
Plex show
talking about for real, man.
They didn't ask the horse.
Talking about.
They done went to the stall and asked the horses. The horse said,
I'll go out and race.
Hey, you want to run today? Hey, you want to run today? What was his response to the bar?
I'll get out there and race. Oh, yeah.
It's the Derby.
Oh, man.
I'll run that race. You know how much, you know how many styles, how many of them girls coming my way. I want, once I win this race, let's run this race. Hey, look. And then, they said he ain't running no more. I ain't putting him out there not one more time. We got our bag.
And then the got Preakness. Suspended. Crazy.
He ain't running in the Preakness.
Nah, we ain't doing it.
It's too close of a turnaround. I'm running in the Belmont.
We ain't doing it. Listen, I wouldn't run him not one more time. He going out to the pasture.
Hey, man, they done paid for that horse 100 times over already. Like, man, he's in retirement.
Done. Done. Ain't no reason to even mess with his stock right now. He won the Derby. What else you need to do?
He is going to the paddock.
All right, fellas. We got James Jackson coming up next, too, with I'm On Your Head. It'd be interesting to see whose head or what head he's jumping on this week. But, fellas, the NFL schedule has been released. I mean, there's always, like, we could go through all of it, like, you know, the other sports shows out there do. But, you know, what I found to be a more interesting conversation with this is, are there any games that stick out to you that you feel is worthy of the excitement that they try to generate when releasing the schedules? How do you guys take it? Like, is it I'm on board, I like it, or I don't? Like, how you guys approach it?
Well, I'm going to ask Plex this, because we played in cold weather cities. You did too, LeVar.
Yeah.
When the schedule was released, when we were playing Plex, what was the first thing you looked at and looked for when we were playing?
Oh, man.
Bad week for me.
Hey, you know what? Playing in the cold, you really don't kind of, you know, look at the schedule to see what's going to be your best weather games. But, you know, if you was playing Green Bay, you wanted to know when you were playing.
If it's early.
Hey, yeah, if it's
Plex,
early.
Plex, I said that. Plex, I swear I said that yesterday. I said, if I got to play Buffalo, Green Bay, or Chicago, please don't let it be in December.
If you ask any Miami Dolphin player, they look for one game only. When do we play Buffalo?
Please let it not
or
be in
New
December.
England. Or New England. Hey, I look for the bye week. I feel like the bye week is, as a player, is so important. If you get an early bye week, that's whack.
Depends on how well you're doing, though, going into the bye week.
I just don't want an early bye. I do not
want
an early bye.
You want at least six games before your bye week. At least six games.
Yes. Early bye.
Man, I think we had like a week four bye week one time.
Because you feel good. You don't want the bye week.
I don't need the bye week yet. I don't need it. Like, you get to a point, people don't realize, like, your mind starts to wander on you sometimes. Especially, again, we talking about cold weather teams. Now, I don't know about y'all, but we didn't have an indoor facility in Washington. So, we're outside. Like, no matter what, we're outside. If it is crazy hot and humid and the mosquitoes are the size of prehistoric mosquitoes and could take down a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Triceratops with the way they suck the blood out of you, it don't matter. We're gonna be out there practicing with the mosquitoes. If it's cold and it's raining or it's snowing, whatever it may be, we in it.
How can you even have a quality practice if it's just pouring down?
Okay, Plex.
You know, that
Plexico.
Explains a lot
on
the Washington Commanders
Plexico.
And their resume over the past 20 years. Is that, come on.
Hey, the Bengals still don't have one. Like,
wow.
What?
They still don't. Like, we were outside, bruh. We would practice. You know how during the games they have all the heaters and stuff out there on the sideline?
Yeah.
We would practice. That would be out there for us. We had no indoor rain, sleet, or snow.
Well, at least y'all had that. At least y'all had some form of heat during y'all practice. We was going – and, like, people – like, let me explain something to people. The way practices and the way players are taken care of today – like, they said it's like 1 hour and 50 minute practices.
It's an hour and a half with a smoothie break. Snack break.
What? Yeah, we was out that bad boy 2:15 to 3. Easy.
Oh,
2:15, 2 hours of 15 to 3 hours. Easily. Walk through, get into individual, get into whatever it is you're going to get into. You out that bad boy.
Hey, we done segued way off topic, bruh. hey, check this out. Marvin Lewis come to Cincinnati. I'll never forget no first couple years, bruh. He had us out there like it was Pop Warner, bruh. We was doing Oklahomas. I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to get a concussion.
They put receivers in the Oklahomas.
Only the receivers that had the block. So Chad ain't had to do it. So here I got to go to Oklahoma against with safeties. Nah. I went against the safeties, but these dudes was trying to make the team.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Car accident. Let me just run into them as hard as I can so I don't embarrass myself.
No.
Bruh, like 3-4 reps until somebody on our team got – it was so bad they had to they stretchered him out. Then it was one. We kept doing it. Dude get stretched out. We kept going. Let me hit you
with this. Week two, the Chargers play the Chiefs. The Patriots play the Steelers.
Not a good game.
the Dolphins play the Ravens. The Bucks play the Saints. The Seahawks play the 49ers. I'm wondering. I mean, it seems like week two, you know, the Bengals play the Cowboys, which, you know, we don't know what the Bears are going to be, but the Bears are playing the Packers. The Titans are playing the Bills, and the Vikings are playing the Eagles. That sounds like a strong, strong potential slate of games early on in the year. How important is it to have good slates, like good matchups so early in the year? Because you're not – I don't know that you can take away from week one, week two, you know, what a team is going to be when it gets down to it and getting to the playoff time. But nonetheless, I mean, getting off to a fast start is super important.
When you look at the schedule, it's the early games that I guess you would say they matter because we assume – the teams that are going to be good are going to be good. But with the parity in the league, we know that's not the case. There's going to be some teams that fall off. There's going to be some teams that surprise you. So early on, obviously, you look at the Rams and the Bills in week one and say, wow, two Super Bowl contenders, that's a really good game. You skip to week three and you look at the Bucks and the Packers, regardless of what's going on, those quarterbacks have consistently been winners. Those organizations – since Brady has gone to Tampa and the Packers have always been winners, that seems to be a good game. Mm-hmm. You say, oh, the Bengals and Cowboys week two. We look at that and say, man, that should be a
really competitive
game.
Yeah.
But will the Cowboys be what we think? Can the Bengals sustain what they did last year? I say yes, but you just don't know.
Yeah, you just don't
know. And so I go to the teams – the coaches, the organizations early on that have a proven track record of success and say that should be a competitive game. But as we know, and as we've talked about, I think this was about 4 to 5 weeks ago, the Lions won't be last in that division, and then y'all going to owe me what y'all owe me. You just don't know what's coming up.
They won't be last.
You already bet me that they would be.
Right. I bet you they will be last.
Yeah, you did.
They will be last. I changed my mind back. They will be last then.
They will be last.
All right.
They will be last.
Hey, for me, it's just I don't know how we keep getting back to the team, but it seems like the Dallas Cowboys, man. Week one, you're playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that's going to be a tell-all for this team, man, especially the way that they ended the year last year, losing Lyle Collins, Amari Cooper, what's my guy that went to Denver?
Randy Gregory.
Randy Gregory. You lose those three, and then the possibility of losing game one to Tom Brady. And then the Dallas Cowboys travel to Green Bay. I don't think they've been in Green Bay since the last time that, you know, the whole Dez Bryant situation with that catch. So and I'm looking at the Giants schedule. The Giants have the easiest schedule in the NFL. I don't think I've ever seen team to have four home games in a row. Mm.
And they still going to jack it up.
The Panthers, the Cowboys, Chicago, they travel to London to play the Green Bay Packers, which
they
is
might
away
lose
game.
All four. They might lose all
and
four.
And then
those.
You get the Ravens at home. You get four home games. Listen, I played in a season where we had three home games, but not four. You're basically just giving them a layup. Say, listen, come on, man.
Y'all gotta win
football games. Y'all haven't been 500.
We need y'all to be relevant. We need y'all to be relevant.
Please try. Please try.
Can you
please
just win try. These games? Please.
Man.
I think that's basically what they're telling the Giants.
This is Up On Game, y'all. We out the gates fast, as you heard. And we're not talking about the Kentucky Derby. We're talking about, Up On Game. We got James Jackson coming up on the second segment here. We're gonna see whose head he gets on. But you're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushman's Eyes, Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to tell our guy, my man on the board, to make sure he hits me with a music big coming out of it, going into the breaks, because you know what? That's what we do on Up On Game. We drop that music big because you know what? That's what we do. You're listening to Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Y'all know I've been trying to lose a little bit of weight. And it's been working. I've been addressing my health, my wellness. And let me tell you where it all started. AG1, y'all. I've been taking that AG1 in the mornings. It has helped jumpstart my days. It's optimizing my immune system. It's got my mind going. And my metabolism is moving. I'm looking real good, real smooth, real strong, like that Pro Bowl dude, LeVar Arrington. Man, with one delicious scoop of that AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. Yeah, it's adapting to your genes, you know what I mean? This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all that good stuff. And it costs less than $3 a day, contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting super good, supports your better sleep quality and your recovery, supports your mental clarity and your alertness. Hey, look here. And to make it easy, this is what Athletic Greens did for your boy, LeVar, right? They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. And all you have to do is put in athleticgreens.com/game. That's athleticgreens.com/game. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Holler at your boy. NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We have the great young talent James Jackson coming on. I am. Is he ready? Is James ready? I'm hearing that. Hey Ryan, is James ready?
Oh, he ready.
Okay, he ready. All right, you ready? TJ, Plex, y'all ready for James? Y'all ready for him to get on somebody's head?
We ready.
All right. Well. Come on. Let's get on his head then.
Now it's
over like this.
I'm on your head with James Jackson.
All right.
Are y'all ready for me?
I sure hope you bring it. What you
all
get?
All right, let's do it. Well, y'all remember how I got on Carson Wentz's head a few months ago, right? Yeah, and rightfully so.
On his acne.
I've been thinking about the team who basically dumped him at the end of the regular season last year. They just better be sure they made the right decision now. So the Indianapolis Colts, yeah, I'm on your head.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not really surprised to see them unhitching the Wentz wagon. Like, we all know what happened at the end of Week 18 in Jacksonville last year, right? Flex. Shaky, baby. Mm. But hold your horses now, Indy, because Carson did have you one win away from the postseason, almost got you in. But I guess close don't even count in horseshoes this time around, does it? Mm. But, see, they were rocking with Carson until he started making the block hot, so they went and got Matty Ice, right? Mm-hmm. But, see, the ice ain't always cooler on the other side now. Let's take a look. Last year, Carson Wentz threw for 27 touchdowns. Last time Matt Ryan did that was in 2018.
Ooh.
Last year, Carson Wentz threw for only 7 interceptions. Last time Matt Ryan did that was also in 2018.
Ooh.
Last year, Carson Wentz ended the season with a 94 quarterback rating. And last time Matt Ryan did that, y'all guessed it, 2018.
Wow.
So it's not like all has been good this recent for Matt Ryan. And I also think it's interesting that Frank Reich was really the reason the Colts traded the first-round pick for Carson Wentz and then ended up just dumping him back on the street after one season. But regardless, they didn't like the output from Carson, so they went and got Matt Ryan from a sinking ship down there in Atlanta. So clearly, they're into saving Private Ryan, but they really need Private Ryan to save them. I'm on your head.
Ooh.
Make sure you make the right decision now, Indy.
I just don't understand what's going on in Indianapolis. TJ, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Matt Ryan is an upgrade from Carson Wentz?
In theory. I
believe he's an upgrade mentally. He's not going to let big games fluster him, worry him. He won't play. If they're in a position to go to the playoffs, he's not going to play how Wentz did against Jacksonville. So mentally, yeah, he's an upgrade to answer your question. Yes, because mentally I believe he's in a better place than Carson Wentz. If you give Matt Ryan protection, he'll put the ball where it needs to be. He's not mobile. He doesn't have a great arm, but he has a good arm. But with that offensive line, I can envision Matt Ryan having success because – he's not going to have to run, which he can't. if you keep a pocket clean, Matt Ryan will throw the ball accurately.
And so who is he going to be throwing the ball to?
Pittman.
Michael Pittman will.
They brought in another one.
He's their number one guy. They drafted the fast kid, Alex Pierce, out of UC. Big dude, but can run. The Colts have an NBA team playing receiver. Them dudes are all big. they all 6'3 and above. But Pittman will be the lead dog. And so I believe he's, to answer your question, yes, he's an upgrade because mentally he's much better, in a much better place than Carson Wentz is.
Okay.
Mm. I think because of Jonathan Taylor and them having a running game and them having a defense, Matt Ryan will not be asked to be a person that wins the game. He will be someone. What they were looking for in Carson is what they were looking for in Phillip Rivers, and what they're looking for now in Ryan is someone who is not going to jack the game up. Don't throw no crazy interceptions. Don't do that. And on top of that, the one thing that people may not mention about this Carson Wentz fella is that he seems to be the awkward dude that comes to the party. He seems to be the dude that you're going to defend him, even though you might have should have let him get his ass whipped when y'all was up in there. It's like, that's my QB. That's my dude. I got to take care of this, and we got to defuse this. And then now you got an all-out barroom brawl taking place, and he's standing there behind y'all while y'all getting lumped up and trying to give out.
Standing behind me?
You know what I mean? That's the type of dude this seems to be in the locker rooms from every report that we've gotten. Turned off people in Philly. I heard the same exact thing. He turned off people in Indy. Now, I don't know, because I saw Darius Leonard come out and say, here we go again, when they got rid of Carson, so maybe dudes support him better than what the reports are going out there. But I'll tell you this, I've never heard anybody say they don't bang with Matt Ryan. I've never heard that. So, I mean, maybe just as much as bringing in somebody who isn't going to mess up what they have going on, who is going to make good decisions in terms of where he's going to place the ball and when to hold him or when to fold him, you know, I think that that's what they're looking to get out of Ryan, and that's why they went for an older dude.
I agree.
I can't argue. I mean, it's the mental stability, man. That last game that Carson Wentz played against the Jags, they saw that and they said, this dude he's not right mentally, man. He literally has given this game away. A quarterback with his talents physically should not play this bad if he's in the right space mentally. And they felt like they couldn't get to him. They couldn't coach him out of that. So they moved on and got a guy that – mentally is in a better space. That's how I look at it.
Hey, mentally, when I think about Matt Ryan, I just think he would never be able to get out of that space of losing that Super Bowl game, you know, up 25 points.
Dark cloud, Trevor, up
28-3 going into halftime, and you find a way to lose the Super Bowl. I just think mentally that's going to be a block, and something that's going to always stick with him. TJ, when you talk about mentally, it's something he'll never be able to get over.
Hey, I hear you, Plex, but a change of scenery does a lot for that. You get out of Atlanta, you get into greener pastures, you may be able to get over a hurdle like that.
I mean, there really are possibly greener pastures in Indianapolis, but I mean, that goes without saying. Hey, before we let you go, Straight Facts Podcast on Up On Game presents the great young talent, James Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Give us a bold prediction since you on their head. Where do they end up ranking-wise in their division?
Well, it's funny, I say all this from Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan, but I agree with TJ that you get a better output just because of the better space, the veteran of Matt Ryan. And I see the subtractions that the Tennessee Titans have. So my bold prediction is the Indianapolis Colts coming into the last week of the season are going to be buying for that AFC South crown.
Oh, so you on their head, but you still think
when I'm looking for
come on, man. You can't be on that. You can't be on the head and talk about they
Listen, you guys know there's different ways I can get on people's head. This can be a motivational tactic.
He was on their head, and then he listened to what I had to say, and he was like, oh,
it makes sense.
Hey, how does that work when you had 2 feet on somebody's head? Did somebody tell you you shouldn't have your feet on their head?
Thought about what I said.
Listen, how can that be?
Hey, James, how
they should have never gave that man a microphone.
How can there be different ways of getting on somebody's head? Maybe you can't jump on somebody's head and then say they got the ability to win the division.
He gave them motivational on their head speech.
That's right. Exactly.
Hey, that's James Jackson, the Straight Facts Podcast, man. We appreciate you coming on every week, bringing that smoke. For what it's worth, I agree with you. We'll see what happens. I don't know that they do that well, but this is a team that has had a tremendous amount of talent. I mean, can Pittman go to the next level? Don't know. It could be a question mark. Can they do it with what they have? I don't know. It could be a question mark. So you stand strong on your guns, player. And you know who else is going to shoot their gun? Isaac Lowenkron with an update.
And I never miss.
And you don't. I know that's right.
I never miss. Just ask me. Fellas.
Sniper.
Good morning. The Golden State Warriors back in the Western Conference Finals for the first time in 3 years. As on Friday night, Klay Thompson knocked down 8 3-pointers. Another epic Western Conference playoff performance in a Game 6 as they defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 110-96. Also Friday night, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics dropped 46 in a 108-95 victory. Indeed, at Milwaukee. So that forces a Game 7 in Boston on Sunday. And speaking of Game 7s, fellas, we got 3 Game 7s coming up today in the Stanley Cup playoffs, starting at 4:30 Eastern. Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Boston Bruins. That'll be followed by the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Yep, taking on the Maple Leafs in Toronto. And then
that's a tough one.
The nightcap, also north of the border, the Edmonton Oilers hosting the Los Angeles Kings. Right now in soccer, we have the FA Cup Championship match from Wembley Stadium in London. And you have Chelsea and Liverpool scoreless. They are 4 minutes into stoppage time in the first half. So if there is a goal, we will be collecting some British guy losing his mind just for your listening pleasure coming up. Back to you. But somebody
sure
has to score.
It.
But somebody has to score.
Please make sure you have the guy losing his mind if they score ILO. Please.
Let's go Penguins.
We have it rolling right now.
Well, you mentioned the Penguins, and we mentioned, you know, ILO being a sniper. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Big Ben. Why is there bad blood here? I'm trying to understand why Ben and his departure from the Steelers is leading to conversations about there being bad blood. I mean, I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna take this from your boy Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. It has this to say that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette asked this question during a chat on Wednesday: is there bad blood between the Steelers and Big Ben with how his career ended? And was he ready to retire, or was it a Troy Polamalu type of situation where he was forced into it? Dolak said, I would say it's very, very safe. He used very twice, by the way. Safe to assume that's a strong statement, and it's surprising. Some think that a year ago the Steelers were ready to move on. Some believe that the team specifically crafted an offer on a reduced deal with the goal of it being high enough to avoid insulting him, but low enough to keep him and take it to where they needed to take it to. He accepted a $5 million reduction in what he was due to make. So it was clear that last year was Roethlisberger's. Roethlisberger wasn't the guy that he once was. Mobility gone, so on, yada, yada, yada. But the idea of this was the move was up to Ben to take the reduction in salary, obviously. He had to agree to it. And if that was indeed the reason why he was going to be able to have a final year in Pittsburgh, first of all, nobody's forced into retirement. That's first and foremost. All right. If an injury takes place where you just can't get back, I've even seen guys try to still keep going, even with injuries that they know they should have retired. A team is not going to force a player into retirement. So that's overstated. Plex, you played with Ben. Ben's your buddy. You guys are stepbrothers. You're the godfather of his kids. He's the godfather of your kids. You seem to have that relationship with all quarterbacks because, you know, you named your kid after your quarterback in New York.
Man, go ahead.
All that stuff. Y'all got all these great relationships.
Whatever,
can
man.
You give us the inside scoop on is this real or fake news with Big Ben having bad blood towards the Steelers and his departure?
I don't know, man. I think there's smoke. I think where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, just talking about last year, I think that they was ready to move on from Ben, but they didn't have a replacement, so there was nobody to move on to. I think that was a situation that they were in. But if they had somebody that was seasoned and ready to play, I believe that they would have released Ben and not play his last year of his contract. But one thing sticks out to me about the situation. I think that when Mike Tomlin came out and said after that Kansas City loss, when Pittsburgh played in Kansas City, he came out and said mobility at the quarterback position is valued. I think that kind of rubbed Ben the wrong way. And I'm kind of surprised that Mike Tomlin would come out and say that in public. I know that Mike Tomlin is very candid with the players and in the media, but to single him out in that instance to basically say, you know, if we had a mobile quarterback, we could have made some more plays at the position and it would have gave us a better chance to win. That's basically what it told Ben and kind of threw it in his face. And then the departure, I was at the last game that he played in Heinz Field. It just didn't feel like a retirement. He wanted to go out in that form. So I believe that, I mean, you're talking about 18 years, man. That's a hell of a career. Two Super Bowls, father time, all the things, he's getting older. But deep down, I really think that he still wants to play. But they're ready to move on. So I don't think that he's going to play anymore, but in his heart, he still wants to play.
DJ, what do you think, man?
Man, like, again, man, these quarterbacks, man, these dudes, oh, my feelings are hurt. Some animosity. You weren't playing well. They wanted you to take a pay cut.
Bah!
Like, come on, bro, get over yourself.
Get over it.
Like, in any other position on the field, you ain't playing well,
they you out of there.
You take a pay cut. They getting rid of your butt.
You out of there.
They didn't even get rid of him. You knew he was on his last leg. And the year before, Roethlisberger showed he was on his last leg. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to change my diet, and I'm going to get in great shape. Well, guess what, buddy? The previous years, if you're tearing your body down, it just don't work that way. Any other position, yourself, Plex, myself, we not playing well, we getting released. They not asking us to take a pay cut. You gone. So had you been playing the way you played in previous years, because Ben Roethlisberger was one hell of a quarterback, take nothing away from him. And then he turned into what he turned into. Of course they're going to ask you to take a pay cut. They could have released your butt. They didn't do that. All this, oh, there's bad blood because they asked me to take a pay cut. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I wasn't playing that well.
I stink.
I'm glad they didn't release me. And they didn't release him because what he means to the organization, what he's done for the franchise. A pay cut, you were not playing well. Take and have some accountability for what you did and what you put on the field.
Hey, when 7 was playing his best, he had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. Ever since the departure of those two guys,
it was downhill.
Any quarterback will look average.
All right, I mean, think about that, though, man. Like, bad blood, because nobody wants to take a pay cut.
Right.
But the quarterbacks are the only dudes that get asked to take pay cuts. You getting your butt released.
We are against a break.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That just trips me out. Let me ask you that. Let me ask you this before we get to the break. Do y'all think that them drafting Pickett was a whole lot of salt, a whole lot of alcohol into a already what seemingly may have been an open wound? Like, would there have been a better decision to try to, like, okay, maybe you go get another quarterback so you don't offend Ben too much? I mean, was this insult to injury to get a Pittsburgh quarterback for the college team that played and dressed in the same building and you drafted?
Hey, man, listen, for the quarterback position that the quarterbacks that were available, Kenny Pickett was the best quarterback on the draft to basically fit what the Steelers want to do.
I agree with that.
And that's why they drafted him.
That hurt his feelings, though. That hurt his feelings, Plex.
And he'll be all right. He got enough money. He can buy some feelers. Go buy you some feelers, man. Ben, you'll be all right. Hey, I see you in a couple weeks, man, in the Bahamas playing some golf at Albany Country Club, man. Let's go.
Hey, man, a respected L.A. Times writer says that Phil Jackson wants to trade LeBron James. We're going to broach that conversation. TJ might lose his homie. We're going to touch on that topic after this break. You're listening to Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my game, bro.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, welcome back into the show, y'all. By the way, I got to tell y'all, man, Yeah, this whole thing that I got going on with this AG1, I've been taking it in the mornings. It helps start my days off. I optimize my immune system, my metabolism. And I only do it with one scoop, all right? It's 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens. The special blend of ingredients, it gets your gut health going, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, your aging, all that. And it only costs less than $3 a day, y'all. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes super good. Supports sleep quality recovery, supports your mental clarity, your alertness, all that. And guess what they did for us, you know, up on game, you know, our crew, right? You're going to get Athletic Greens, a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/game. That's athleticgreens.com/game. Take ownership over your health, y'all. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance, AG1, Athletic Greens. We appreciate y'all. Fellas, we got some sound here. Gottlieb caught it on his show. We got Pulaski, LA Times writer. He had some for you, TJ, maybe some disturbing things to say for Plex, maybe some funny things. But here's what he had to say. I want to get y'all's opinions on it real quick.
I've heard that Phil would like LeBron traded. I've just heard that. But I've got nothing to back that up. No on-the-record stuff to back that up. But I think Phil, I do know that Phil would like them to keep Westbrook and try to make it work with him.
They would like to keep Westbrook, but in order to get the best Westbrook, I think what he's insinuating is that Phil Jackson believes that you need to get rid of LeBron. What y'all think?
Man, listen. I'm telling you, bro. You remember when Phil Jackson made that comment, LeBron and his posse, back when he was running the Knicks, if I'm not mistaken? Phil Jackson just has it out for LeBron. He don't like, man, if I'm a Laker fan through and through, Phil Jackson need to get up out of here, bro. Like, you're going to trade the best player on the team? If you not getting back two or three young guys that can help you now and a couple first-round picks, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? Like, Phil Jackson, get up out of here, man. This is Jeannie Buss's team. Jeannie Buss, like, they've been in a relationship. Maybe they still in a relationship. He's a saboteur. He trying to sabotage us, man. I don't know what Phil, like, you coach Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Shaq and Kobe. When you didn't have those dudes, what you do? When you didn't have those dudes, what you do? We talking four of the top 30 players to ever play?
But he always had them.
You didn't have those. No, he didn't have them in New York. And what'd he do? What'd he do when he was in New York? What'd he do? Like, Phil Jackson, get out of here. We don't want you. We want our team to be competitive. You talking about trading the best player. Get up out of here with that.
So get rid of Phil, not LeBron.
Yeah, get rid of Phil yesterday.
Well, Jeannie Buss is the one that's actually taking advice from Phil Jackson. So man, don't be mad at Phil man, for voicing his opinion.
His opinion and is asinine.
It matters. Of course it matters because she's listening. It's Jeannie Buss. Listen, she has her back up against the wall, man. She has to put a winning product out on the basketball court, and she has not been able to do that since the
It don't
bubble.
Help with getting rid of LeBron. That ain't going to help. Now.
Listen.
Who you trading him for? Now, I will say this. Everybody is available if the price is right. But it cannot be we just getting rid of LeBron. Phil Jackson don't like LeBron. When he made that comment, him and his posse, no, him and his businessmen, right then and there, he had no respect for what he was doing, and he's continuing it. That's just my opinion.
Listen, I don't think LeBron James is going anywhere. I think he's going to be a Laker until the day that he retires. But they have to figure out something. I knew it was going to be a problem when they brought in Russell Westbrook because he's always been a ball-dominant point guard. So he doesn't know how to play off the ball.
Man, that's everybody in the NBA now, though.
No. Listen, Russell Westbrook has been ball-dominant. I mean, he just come up the court, pull up 18-footer, and it's just straight reckless. He ain't even looking at nobody. He's been that kind of player his whole career, but he's a Hall of Fame player. he doesn't understand how to play off the ball, and he's been in the NBA, what, 15, 16 years? And LeBron wants to play the point guard. So they have something going on that they can't fix unless one of them departs.
All right, well, we'll have to wait and see. TJ wants Phil Jackson out of here. Phil wants LeBron out of L.A. Let's see how that all plays out. Hour two coming up next.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.